two more ships packed with emergency supplies head to remote parts of the Solomon Islands, devastated by Cyclone Zoe this week. Some 3,700 people remain cut off until relief workers arrive to help and assess the damage. Two more supply boats were departing the Solomon's capital, Honiara, Friday, heading for the remote cyclone-devastated islands of Tikopia, Fataka and Anuta. The first ship sent by the Solomon Islands National Disaster Council Thursday will not arrive until Sunday, roughly a week after Cyclone Zoe struck. Brian Betty is the spokesman for the agency.
The police patrol boat left the national capital, Honiara, last night. Destined for the devastated island of Tikopia. On board emergency relief supply, which has been collected here at the National Disaster Centre in the Honiara.
Australia and New Zealand are helping the bankrupt Solomon's government pay for the relief effort after days of delays due to lack of money. Cyclone Zoe packed winds of nearly 300 kilometres an hour. No one has been able to assess the damage or casualties as Tikopia, Fataka and Anuta have no airfields and landing strips. Radio and telephone communications has been impossible. Mr. Betty says aerial photographs taken by Australian aircraft show a bit of the extent of the devastation.
The disaster centre here still depends very much on the aerial photos that were given to us by the Royal Australian Aircraft. There have been indications that a whole village was washed away.
He says the relief boats have a capacity to hold up to 300 people should evacuation be necessary. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.